Hello, hello. So in this episode, we're going to be talking about a very simple analogy so you can rewire your brain in a very painless way.
Welcome to another episode of Binge Eating to Food Freedom with me, Katie Papo. If you're ready for genuine and lasting freedom from binge eating, emotional eating, or out of control food issues, you are in the right place. Subscribe, follow, and enjoy the episode.
I just made myself laugh. My little intro there in a very painless way. So welcome, welcome. Here's another impromptu podcast. My name is Katie Pablo. For those of you guys who don't know me yet, if this is your first episode, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is where we help you completely reform and transform your relationship with food. Going from compulsion, obsession, pain, torture with food to a place of ease and peace and relief and effortlessness. So if that's what you're looking for, you're in the right place. And today, what I wanted to do was share a very simple analogy on how to rewire the brain around food, which I talk about a lot. And I actually did not come up with this analogy myself. One of my clients came up with this analogy during, I think it was her first week in my signature 12-week program, Rewired Eating. So I'll tell you about my client, Laura, fabulous woman, love Laura. During her first, let me give you a little bit of background. So a lot of times, here's the struggle that people run into. If you're currently struggling with food in the sense of this is consuming tons of your time, tons of your energy, not only that, but you have spent possibly decades, you know, years and years at least struggling with food, trying all kinds of diets, therapy, mustering up all your willpower, trying to have all this self-control and nothing's working. And not only that, but you feel like your relationship with food is even more and more out of control. A lot of times what happens is we kind of convince ourselves that any solution that might be out there is going to be either really, really hard or really, really complicated. And that's actually what I thought when I was first kind of realizing, oh goodness, this is not even just a self-control issue. I have like a full-blown eating disorder here. I thought to myself at first, there has to be some complicated system that I can go through to try to get free of this. But everything that I was looking at was telling me, oh, you can end disordered eating. It can only be managed and you're going to be stuck like this forever, at least in some degree. And one of the great things about me is I tend to reject news that I don't like. So I actually did not take that in as truth and started looking for what could be possible as a different way. And the way that I found was actually so much more simple. And it blows my mind that this is still not taught in the mainstream. So I'm here to do this work with you guys. And I'm grateful that you're here to learn this. And one of my clients, Laura, so circling back now, one of my clients, Laura, she joined my Rewired Eating program. She was very terrified for the whole thing to start. Huge fear of failure. Like she was like, I have tried everything. I'm putting so much in the line. Like I'm making this big investment in myself. This needs to work. I cannot fail this. So she was really coming in with a lot of pressure on herself. And that was how she approached a lot of things in the past, right? Every diet, it was just so much pressure. It has to succeed this time. And so she starts going through the beginning work. And what we do in this work is we're not, it might seem like a big jump, right? To go from all of that trauma and obsessiveness and compulsiveness around food to going to like this easy, breezy, simple, effortless relationship where you're listening to your body and it really feels good and you don't feel deprived at all and you're not restricting anything, but you also don't feel the need to restrict because you don't feel out of control at all. Like that feels like a giant freaking leap. And I know that for a lot of you guys listening, you might be thinking that sounds impossible. And I thought that too. I thought that those people who can just like have a few bites of desserts and then be like, oh, I'm done. I thought that that was just impossible for me, that that's just like a certain type of person who exists and I could never be that person. Now I am that person. And a lot of my clients also, they have become that person. So Laura, when she first joined and she put this kind of pressure on herself and this overwhelm, she had this aha moment. And this is the analogy I want to share with you today when it came to rewiring her brain around food. So here's the story. She was getting a light switch replaced in her home. I think it was in her bathroom. And anytime she would go into the bathroom to turn on the light, her hand would automatically go to where the old light switch was. The new light switch was in a slightly different location within the bathroom. So she would walk into the bathroom, her hand would go to the wrong place, and then she would immediately, you know, be like, oh, of course, duh, I got the light switch changed. This is where the new switch is. And she would turn on the switch. And she did this a few times where she would walk into the bathroom, put her hand in the wrong place automatically, then realize, oh yeah, light switch change, and then put her hand in the new place. And one day it was like a light bulb, no pun intended, a light bulb went off. And she said, this is exactly what I'm doing as I'm rewiring my brain with food. She said, I find myself automatically going into an old habit, which is understandable, right? I've been struggling for 20 plus years with the same thing, with my old habits. But then as soon as I notice, oh, I'm in that habit, I'm just going to put in the new habit right then and there. And she goes, and when I was doing with this with the light switch, there was no drama of, oh no, I've done the wrong thing. I'm a failure. I've fallen and I can't get up. There's no recovering from this. She was like, no, I just noticed I put my hand in the wrong place. And now I'm going to put my hand in the right place. And that will let me turn on the switch. And she was like, this is such a simple concept. But actually physically going through it with the light switch and then relating it to what she was doing in rewired eating, where she's rewiring her brain with food and just simply replacing, she would notice her mind going down that path of the old thoughts, like just automatically, and then notice, oh, I know where I'm going. This is not where I'm intending to go. Instead of being dramatic about it, I'm just going to shift myself to the new place. Or if she noticed a behavior with food that was coming up that was the old way, she would just take one of her new tools and be like, oh, I'm just, instead of going down this automatic way, this autopilot way, my old habits, I'm just going to insert my new habit right now as I'm thinking of it. And so this does a couple things. First of all, it removes all of this pain and all of this drama and suffering of this process. I cannot tell you how much more painless this process can be than you think. So many people think that if I'm going to actually make real headway, ending my binge eating and freeing myself from this cycle, it's going to be so hard. The hard part is not actually that work. The hard part is just wrapping your head around a new paradigm that this doesn't actually have to be so dramatic or traumatic or difficult. It can actually be simple. It can be peaceful. And it can be completely aligned with the results that you actually want. That's number one, is letting go of the drama of the thing. Letting go of that, I've fallen and I can't get up. That is residue, guys, of the all or nothing mentality. The all or nothing mentality says, if I put my hand on the wrong place and I don't get that light switch on the first try, it's all over for me. That's it. Now I've spiraled. Now I'm never going to find the new light switch, right? It sounds so ridiculous in that circumstance, but we do the same thing with food, right? Oh, I've had one bite of this cookie. Now the floodgates are open. It's all going to hell. I'm completely out of control. Nothing can stop me. I better eat the whole bag and then until I'm sick and then I'm ashamed and I'm disgusted with myself. And I'm going to wake up in the morning and feel so lethargic and I won't have the energy to go to the gym. And then I'm going to binge more and it's going to go on for months. Right? Do you see? Whereas when we remove the drama, it's one bite of a cookie. I have an option of what I'm going to do next, right? It's your ability to be able to calm yourself to get to that place where you can make that new choice of, hey, and I'm not saying eat the cookie or don't eat the cookie. This is not what that's about. It's about making conscious choices from a calm place without the drama and the trauma and the suffering, right? We know that in life, inherently, there will be a certain amount of suffering because we are human beings going through a human experience. Some level of suffering will happen. But we do have the option of, am I going to add more suffering to this suffering? Am I going to add drama and trauma around it? We have a lot more control and choice around this than we might think. So that's the first thing, is she stopped turning in that story of, you know, oop, I reached for the wrong light switch. Oop, I had one bite of that thing. And she didn't turn it into this whole spiral of a story, making it about how she's a failure. That, oh, well, at any moment, I can just reach out and go to the light switch where I know it is now. And that's what she started doing with her tools. And the second piece about this is recognizing that it's these small things, which also actually aligns with all or nothing thinking, or the opposite of all or nothing thinking. It's these small things that will compound to make the difference. And we can prove this even just with the problems that you've experienced so far, right? It's not like one day you were a certain weight and then you woke up the next morning and you were 50 pounds heavier, right? That's not how it happened. What happened was you went through whatever process, whether it was dieting or whatever, your metabolism got messed up, you started binging, your body held on to that fat, the cycle continued, right? The weight gain happened. This did not happen overnight, right? It was these little things again and again and again and again that ended up to the end result of all of that weight gain, right? So we know that in a way that we don't want, that all of those little things add up, right? It was not one thing. And I remember when I was in, this was probably a couple years before I really started making headway in ending my own eating disorder. But I remember I had this seasonal job. This was in my, I think my young 20s. And I was staying at Yale University. That's where I was working. And they had this little store on campus. And I would go there for my binge food every day. And every day I would go, I'd buy a couple chocolate bars, a couple bags of chip, maybe a few frozen things, maybe some days it would be a smaller binge, maybe just one chocolate bar and one frozen thing. Other days it would be a few things. Maybe a drink here and there. And it never seemed like it amounted to very much, you know, $10, $15, maybe $20, $25 on a big binge day. And at that time, because I just had this seasonal job, I was getting paid at the very end. And I saw my bill at the end of the summer compared to my income. And I said, where did all my money go? And I realized that that $10 a day, that $20 a day, $15 a day, whatever it was, all those little amounts added up to literally thousands of dollars, to the point where I was like, wait, there must be some math that's wrong here. I didn't even realize how much all of that was adding up to, right? $15 a day. I don't know if you guys have ever done the math, just $15 of extra food a day. That is almost $6,000. That's between like $5,000 and $6,000 per year. And I was struggling for 10 years. That's a lot, right? That's a lot of money that adds up over time. That's like, 50, I mean, who knows if it was exactly that every year. I never did the calculations. But the point is that these little actions that we take really compound. But the thing is, we can use that to our advantage as well. right? It's not all bad news. This is actually good news that this compound effect works. Because look at Laura, who with the light switch. If she goes in the bathroom, let's say 3 times a day, 4 times a day, and she misses the switch several times throughout the day, every time she moves her hand to the new location of the light switch, she is retraining her hand to go in the new location. Then let's say a week goes by, right? Now maybe she's hitting that new light switch spot 50% of the time, and she's only going to the old spot the other 50% of the time. Already she's cut her old habits 50%, right? She's cut her old habits in half, and she's now halfway through to her new habits being 100% of the time. Maybe by the third week, she's 80% of the time hitting that new light switch spot, and only 20% of the time when she's on autopilot does she go to the old spot. Now, eventually, with that compounded effort, with that repeated practice, she's going to be hitting the new light switch 100% of the time. She will completely forget that the old light switch was even there. Her hand, her automatic behavior is just going to go to the new light switch. It's not going to require her thought, right? She's not going to have to think about that light switch every time she enters the bathroom for the rest of her life. It's going to come into her muscle memory. It's going to be part of her being to just reach for that new spot whenever she comes into the room. This is how freedom with food works as well. We just got off a group call with my current clients. And one of my clients, Lori, sent in a question. It was actually related to the all or nothing mentality. And she was being hard on herself, saying, I feel like maybe I'm not doing enough. And we stopped to just kind of look back on her progress and her wins. And I said, Lori, when was the last time you even asked a question related to food? And she was like, gosh, maybe back in phase one of the program. That was months ago, right? Months ago. She hasn't even, it's not even in her consciousness anymore. The problems that she used to have with food, they're not even coming up in her consciousness anymore. And that's what I mean when I say that this becomes effortless. It's not that it's even just incorporated into your lifestyle. A lot of people just think like, oh, if you practice a habit for 21 days, now it's part of your lifestyle. I'm not talking lifestyle. I'm talking about part of your being, where you can be at that table and have a few bites of dessert. And if you're not feeling it, right, and if it's not really worth continuing, you're like, I can leave this. I'm satisfied with a few bites. Right? You can actually be that person. I thought it was impossible for me to be that person. I was calling myself a sugar addict. I was just telling my past clients or my current clients today, I used to eat like 10 muffins a day and 3 cookies and ice cream. And I was eating sugar literally the entire day. I could not imagine anything different. And if I did imagine anything different, I imagined it being that, oh, I'm just, you know, being stronger than my cravings. I'm just fighting and coming out on top every day. Like my self-control is so strong, but I imagine that I would always need self-control. Now, I cannot even tell you the last time I've even thought about a muffin or craved any kind of sugar or chocolate or any of that stuff. It just doesn't happen for me anymore. But that wasn't something that I had to willpower my way through or something that came overnight. That was a result of these tiny rewiring practices where now it's just simply a non-issue, just like reaching for the new light switch spot. She does not have to think about it. And this is how it feels now for me. This is how it feels for my clients. We don't have to think about it. Even if it's what we were thinking about for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 70 years. But the bottom line is, if you change the light switch in your bathroom, eventually you're going to get, if you practice enough times just reaching for the new switch and you don't beat yourself up about it, and it doesn't have to be this big dramatic thing, eventually your hand is just going to go to the new spot. That's it. End of story. That's how brain rewiring works. Nobody's brain doesn't work like this. Everybody's brain works like this. This is the law of neuroplasticity. This is scientifically established. Your brain is malleable. Right? You can adapt, right? Just like how, have you ever driven somewhere in the car and you just totally zone out and then suddenly you're where you need to be? like you're in your driveway and you're just like, how did I get here? I totally zoned out for that whole drive. Your body was just doing it. You didn't have to consciously think about the right path home because you've done it so many times. That's the power of repetition. And it can be so simple, as long as you're just repeating the right things. But the thing is, when you're not repeating the right things to get you where you want to go, that's what I mean by right. I'm not saying you're right or wrong or good or bad. I'm just saying right in the sense of where you want to go. If you're not doing the right things and you're doing the wrong things, the things that are taking you the opposite direction, guess what? You're building strength in the habits that you don't want. And that's still going to compound over time, just like how it did with weight. Right? It didn't just, 50 pounds didn't show up overnight. Just like with me with the money, thousands of dollars didn't just appear overnight. It was bleeding out $5 at a time, $10 at a time, $15 at a time. I had zero awareness of this. I wasn't feeling it as it was happening. But that doesn't mean the compounding didn't happen. And then eventually I saw the final result of, where did my money go? And we see the final result of, oh my God, I've gained all this weight. Now I'm 50 pounds heavier than I was. Right. So it can compound in both directions. Like, you can use this principle or this law in to your advantage, but making sure that you're doing the right things is so important, because otherwise it could compound in the completely opposite direction than what you want. And that's why the strategy is important, but the mindset is also important of, as I'm rewiring and repatterning my way of being, my way of thinking, my way of behaving, I just do it without the drama, right? Oh, I missed the light switch. All right, there it is. Boop, lights on. That's it. That's how simple this can be. So that's the way to do it. Laura, actually, I'll share one more little story about Laura before I go, because this is it just shows how we can have these major paradigm shifts in our world. So when Laura first reached out to me, we laugh about this story sometimes. When Laura first reached out to me, she reached out about my program. I thought she was the perfect fit. I sent her all the info. She responded to me and she said, like, it looks like a great fit. My concern is the financial investment. And she actually, which makes me laugh now, but she actually, I think, I can't remember her exact words, but she called me mean for charging what I was charging for my program. And she said, you know, this would be the perfect thing, but you charge too much and da da da, I'm not going to do it. Okay. Directed her to my free stuff. She came back, I don't know, maybe it was 1 week or 2 weeks later. I guess she had watched another couple of my videos and she said, you know, my brain automatically went to this place of, I can't afford it. Which, by the way, guys, if your brain tends to go to that place of, I can't afford it, for, I'm not just talking about your recovery process, I'm talking about any area of your life, because this was me too. A lot of times that scarcity energy comes from, other place, like it doesn't only show up in one area. So if you've been constantly depriving yourself with food, right? Shouldn't eat that, can't be trusted with that, that's deprivation. Then we tend to have that same sort of mentality with other things. Can't afford it, can't do it, can't trust it. And so I believe that's possibly what was coming up for her. She just automatically went into this place of, I can't afford it. Then when she actually flipped that and started, instead of putting the drama around it, oh, I can't afford it, Katie is mean and I'm going to be hopeless forever, and going into that all or nothing of, well, now I'm really shot to hell and everything's going to spiral from here. I'm hopeless. I'm helpless. Right. Instead, she just flipped it on its head, got way less dramatic about it, and just said, how can I afford this? And she looked at her finances and she said, you know what? It would be a stretch for me and it would be terrifying, but I could actually afford this if I went into my emergency fund. And then she asked herself the question, is this an emergency? And she decided, hell yeah, this is an emergency. This is my health. This is my life. This is my everything. So she made the investment in herself, and within days was just like, thank God I did this for myself. And this is the power, guys, of really just taking the drama out of something, looking at something in a new way. And then in your, from your calm place, just being solution oriented. This is not different. I mean, this is really not different than the light switch scenario, right? Her initial response was all or nothing. Oh my gosh, I can't do it. Can't afford it, whatever she said. Can't do it. Then she, and same thing with the binging, right? Oh, can't do it. It's all, I already had one, so might as well have the whole bag. It's just like throwing in the towel. But instead, as soon as she stepped back and she was like, wait, let me just ask myself a smarter question here. And then she figured it out, how she was going to be able to do it. Same thing with the light switch. Oh, all I need to freaking do is move my hand. Right? When we can get ourselves to that place that where we can make those conscious choices, rewire the brain in ways that actually serve us and fuel us and bring us closer to our healing rather than further away and compounding all of those negative effects that we get when we're going in the opposite direction. Right? This is where the magic happens. And it doesn't happen all at once, but it happens so much less painfully than if we put all this pressure and everything boils down to this one thing. And if I don't get this right, I'm screwed, right? That's the all or nothing at work. That's how your brain has been wired. But your brain is not stuck like that. It doesn't need to stay this painful. It can actually be very simple. And that's what everything that we teach, everything that I show up and tell you guys is to show you not only that this is possible, right? Not only that food freedom and to have relief from an eating disorder, like to literally end an eating disorder, not only is it possible, but it's actually really freaking doable. As long as you've got the right strategy in place and you have that mindset of, I'm just going to show up and be as, and do this with as little pain and suffering as I possibly can and just show up for myself and accept that I can just change in the moment. I'm not married to any decision that I make. It's so much easier. So this is what I hope to convey to you guys is that rewiring the brain around food, it's not some big mysterious thing. It's so simple. It comes down to these tiny practices that you do every day. And just making sure you're compounding your efforts in the right direction for yourself. And that's it. So I hope you find this helpful. I hope that helps to simplify this concept about what rewiring the brain and rewiring your patterns around food actually look like and how the mechanisms work. Before I go, I'll just let you guys know that I now have an Instagram and a TikTok. I welcome you to follow me on those places. I also have if you're listening live, I have a 3-day training coming up soon. Today is September 7th. It starts on September 9th. You're welcome to join. Check any of my pages for info on that, on how to join. And we're going to go deep in that training. So if you're interested in this stuff and you're really ready to let this part of your life go so you can just be free and just enjoy your relationship with yourself, let food be a non-issue, that is the training to join. So hope to see you following me on those places. Subscribe to my, I'm on all the channels. You'll find me. All right, guys. Talk to you very soon. Have a beautiful rest of your day.
Thank you for listening. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, follow, or leave a kind review. If you're ready to get down to business and work with me to end your food issues permanently, please reach out or go to katiepapo.com for more info. Be kind to yourself, and I hope to see you for the next episode.